This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The Wall Street Journal's Drew Fitzgerald says AT&T is trying to reassure investors it can capitalize on its big acquisition of Time Warner with a new video streaming service. He joins us with the details after these tech headlines. Marriott International identified a data breach in its Starwood reservation system that may have exposed personal information of up to 500 million guests. For roughly two-thirds of the guests who were possibly affected, an unauthorized party may have access to names, addresses, phone numbers, passport numbers, and travel details. Marriott said it has been working with the law enforcement and regulatory authorities regarding the breach. Hotel chains have been hit by a wave of data breaches in recent years, often with hackers trying to steal customer credit and debit card information, in part because they often have multiple cards on file for their frequent guests. We learn that the White House is set to hold an upcoming roundtable with tech executives. The panel to be held Thursday will discuss, quote, bold transformational ideas, end quote, that can help ensure U.S. leadership in industries of the future. This is according to a White House email. The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon and Douglas McMillan report that the list of executives expected to participate include Microsoft Chief Satya Nadella, Google Chief Sanjay Pichai, and Oracle Co-Chief Executive Safra Catz. And it appears that the PC business remains strong as HP profits surge. The printer and PC giant, born from the 2015 split of Hewlett-Packard, said its fourth quarter profit was $1.45 billion, up from $660 million a year earlier. The Wall Street Journal's Maria Armental says that HP's personal systems segment, which is the company's largest single segment and includes the PC business, rose 11%. Coming up, the details on AT&T's big new plans to take on Netflix. AT&T says that next year it plans to offer three versions of a brand new video streaming service, not just any service, one that is intended to help the telecom giant compete with new tech rivals like Netflix and other fellow streamers. Let's get more. Joining us from our DC bureau is The Wall Street Journal's Drew Fitzgerald. Hi, Drew.
Thanks for having me.
First off, what do we know about these plans, about this specific offering? Three tiers of a streaming service means we'll get what from Warner Media?
The company revealed a lot of details about what its game plan is going to be for 2019, and a lot of the focus was, unsurprisingly, on its media ambitions, since it is now the proud owner of a large media business in Warner Media since June. What the company plans to do is basically release a new streaming service that would be similar to Netflix or Hulu. This would not replace live TV that you get from DirecTV or Comcast. This would just be binge-watching internet service. And there's still a lot that we don't know. We don't know what it's going to be called or how much each tier is going to cost. But the company plans to divide this streaming service up into three divisions, basically. One focused just on movies with an entry-level price, another with more original programming aside from movies on a mid-level, and then an all-you-can-eat, all-of-the-above plan with content from the first two, plus classic movies, cartoons for kids, really everything that AT&T has access to. It'll mostly include just the content that AT&T now owns in Warner Media. That includes all the movies that Warner Brothers Studios have made using DC Comics, Batman, Wonder Woman, shows that come on TNT and TBS, Cartoon Network for kids, and of course, possibly some HBO shows.
Wow. So, you know, I mean, it's obviously such the media power there is just extreme. But Netflix in and of itself is, you know, a household name of streaming giants. So is there enough invested to go in as big as it needs to?
I think the problem right now, or the challenge for AT&T, is not going to be about having enough cash to achieve its goals, but having the talent and the skill to get it right. The company did say that next year it expects to generate about $26 billion in free cash flow, which even for corporate America is a huge number that includes what's thrown off or what's brought in by not only its all its media operations, but of course its cell phone business, which is still at the heart of the company, and its pay TV and business services divisions. So that's going to be a lot of cash, most of which is going to be devoted toward paying the company's dividend and working down debt, and what's left over, which will still be pretty sizable, is going to be used for all the company's initiatives, including upgrading its network and building this new over-the-top service. But again, that's not easy. Netflix has had a lot of experience doing this, and it's had a lot of cash to do so because it's so beloved by investors. But as past examples have shown with the first iteration of HBO's own streaming service, HBO Go, it's anybody's guess how it'll go.
Right. But big picture, what's next for streaming? Where do you see the next 2 years, 2-3 years going?
It's interesting that executives at AT&T's analyst event said a lot of things that are generally kind of known in the industry, but haven't always been said, at least not up until this point. For instance, the company said that it expects it's possible over the next few months that it'll lose more satellite TV customers and maybe even lose customers on its DirecTV Now streaming service as it tries to retain what it considers the best customers who are willing to pay more for more channels and let go of those who are not as profitable. The company also said that it expects in the next 1 or 2 years after it launches the WarnerMedia streaming service that other platforms, you can think of Netflix and Hulu, basically everybody else that has licensed content from WarnerMedia, will have to get used to having a little bit less to get from WarnerMedia because it's going to want to bring its best content in-house.
You know, the more and more players enter this game, the more the market's going to become saturated ultimately. So where does that leave everything in terms of all of these players, in terms of all of this media? That's something to consider here in terms of everyone just getting in on this game and how it just affects the whole big picture.
Well, that's the nature of the internet, right? Because it's an open platform. As long as a company owns the rights to stream a TV show or a movie, you have your pick of the litter and you have a lot of choices to go to. But one thing that the head of WarnerMedia, John Stankey, said was that he expects as the years go on, as more and more media companies or at least media distribution platforms consolidate, then you could expect to see a lot of the most in-demand content to be crowded into maybe one or two successful services. Whether AT&T is one of those services is anybody's guess. Everything sort of has to go right for this to work.
Certainly a lot of ammunition there. Drew, thanks so much for the details.
Sure, glad to. Thanks.
That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. There is actually no lack of tech podcasts brought to you by way of the Wall Street Journal. Check out our latest Instant Message, hosted by personal tech columnist David Pierce, for a very unique view of all things personal tech. Till next time, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York.